Amen. John chapter number 4. John chapter number 4. It's amazing how the Lord puts stuff together. Amen. I hope you've got a testimony this afternoon. And I tell you, to hear people testify just confirms my salvation. And knowing what happened to me happened to others. Amen. And I thank God for all the good testimonies.
Amen.
What the Lord's laid on my heart will go right along here. John chapter number 4 and verse number 39. This is the chapter of what we call about the woman at the well.
Yeah.
And what happened to her. And the Bible says here in verse number 39 of John chapter number 4, "And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman which testified, 'He told me all that ever I did.' So when the Samaritans were come unto him, they besought him that he would tarry with them, and he abode there 2 days. And many more believed because of his own word, and said unto the woman, 'Now we believe, not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves, and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world.'" Let's pray. Father, thank you for your presence and the service today, God. Thank you, Lord, for the testimonies of the saints of God. And Lord, we're fully trusting in you and your blood upon the mercy seat. And God, I know, Lord, that one of the reasons that you have the saints of God to testify and rejoice in you and to glorify you is that sinners might be saved.
That's right.
Lord, I pray, Father, today that you continue to convict and draw sinners, that they might be born again before it's everlasting too late. And we'll thank you for what you do in Jesus' name. Amen. You can be seated this morning. And I want to focus here what the Bible says in verse number 39. The Bible said, "And many of the Samaritans, of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman which testified, 'He told me all that ever I did.'" And I just want to preach about the testimony of this woman at the well. Amen. And praise God for how he puts things together.
Amen.
I tell you, when I see how this woman got saved, when I read about this woman getting saved, and I preach a lot out of this text about how that she left her water pot, amen.
Amen.
And I sure am glad that night at 3 o'clock in the morning as a 13-year-old boy, I left my religious water pot, amen.
Amen.
I'm glad some people picked me up and took me to the house of God from 7 years old to 13 years old. And I'm glad they taught me the right way and taught me how to pray and
Amen.
Taught me to be faithful to the house of God.
Yeah.
But I'm glad also there came a time in my life when I figured out that wasn't enough. Amen.
Yeah.
That wasn't enough just to go to the house of God. It wasn't enough just to sing out of the hymn books and sing Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound. But I sure am glad for a good God that dealt with me.
Yeah.
And show me that I was a lost sinner and I needed a drink, a living water. Amen. I tell you, I got a drink of that living water. That night I was parched. Amen. I was thirsty for God. And I'm glad that the Spirit of God was saying, come. The bride had already said it from about 7 years old to 13 years old. But I'll tell you, that night, the Spirit of God got to deal with me more than it ever had before. And I called on God, and I got a drink of living water. Amen. And I ain't ever wanted to go drink at the old wells anymore. I understand the old man wants to drink at those old wells. But I'm glad the new man's been quenched this morning, this afternoon. Amen. And I thought about this woman and thought about what was going on here in this text. And the Bible tells us here in verse number 42, and said unto the woman, "Now we believe not because of thy saying." I don't believe there's minimizing her testimony. I don't believe they're trying to say, we don't believe you. But what I believe they're saying is, we believe it because we've heard it ourselves and we felt it ourselves. Amen. Hey, you ain't saved by feelings, but it sure does feel good to get born again. I agree with you, Brother Church. The biggest thing that I remember that night was the peace of God which passeth all understanding. Amen. Hey, there's been times whenever I've doubted my salvation and that same peace came into my, that same peace. I don't know what I'm calling, but it's like Jesus said, it was springing up. Amen. It was rivers of living water showing me and giving me that peace once again. Do you have that peace? I mean, when everybody got to testifying during this service, was there peace in your heart or fear in your heart? Hey, I wondered about this woman and what took place in her life. I believe everybody's testimony that is saved is similar in a lot of ways. And this, John was was written, the Bible tells us there in verse number 42 that says, now we believe because of thy saying, not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Amen. Hey, that's the whole reason that the Bible is written, I believe. I believe the reason God has put his word upon printed page that men might hear the word of God by the power of the Holy Ghost and believe the word of God and be saved. The Bible tells us in the Gospel of John chapter number 20 that many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. He said, but these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, and that believing it might have life through his name. Amen. And that's what they said here. We believe that he is the Savior of the world. And so, if that woman was here, I believe she could give a testimony something like this, that God done a divine work in her life. I'm telling you, I can't save you this afternoon. The preacher cannot save you. Mom and daddy cannot save you. It takes a divine work of Almighty God. I'm glad he still saves old sinners, aren't you? I'm glad God's still doing a divine work in this day. And just like Jesus was willing to come, I believe he came to that well there, Brother Troy, with divine intentions of offering this woman a drink of living water and then saving her soul and quenching that inward thirst that I believe every sinner's got and every man has got, and only God can fill that void with his living water. But it's a divine work. I believe God has divine intentions in this service this afternoon to save some lost sinner. I don't believe he extends an invitation. I don't believe he gets the saints of God to rejoice and testify without dealing with sinners in the midst of them. Amen. Hey, God's got a divine intention this afternoon of saving sinners. The Bible tells us that Jesus said, I must needs go through Samaria. Amen. That word intention means the fixed direction of the mind. The fixed direction of the mind. I thought about what the psalmist said, what is man that thou art mindful of him. I'm glad God was mindful of me. I'm glad that he set his eyes as it were a flint toward Calvary. And the reason he done that is so that you could be born again and washed from your sins by the blood that he shed there on the cross of Calvary. And just as Jesus with divine intention was climbing that mountain to go up there and to sit on Jacob's well, he was going up there thinking God to a person that other people wouldn't go to and a place that other people wouldn't go to. I'm glad that God is a God of divine intention. He went up that mountain where Jacob's well was at and he sat on that well and offered her a drink of living water with divine intention of her accepting a drink and asking for a drink and getting a drink. Amen. But you know what, friend? He had to go to Calvary. I'm glad sinners have always been saved by grace through faith. Hey, some just heard about him and looked forward to him coming and believed that he was coming one day, and by faith they are saved. This woman saw him there and heard his audible voice, and listen, she believed on him, and she left her water pot and went running into town saying, come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. You know what she said in that testimony? She said, I did it. I was a sinner. She said, he told me. He knew it. I did it. He knew it. Thank God. And he changed me. That's what God does. That's what God's still doing today. Showing sinners, you've done it. I knew it. And I'm willing to forgive you and to set you free. Amen. I'm glad with divine intention he went up the hill called Calvary. I'm glad he went up there at Mount Calvary and he was willing to go up Calvary's hill and to lay his life down to take our sins upon him. I mean, just like he took every adulterous affair this woman had ever committed up to Calvary's hill and offer her a living drink. He's done that today. Amen. Don't matter whether you're an adulterer. It doesn't matter whether you're a drunk, whatever it might be. If you've sat on a church pew all of your life, I wonder if you can testify this morning that God came to your way with divine intention and dealing with you. And there was a divine interjection of God in your life. Amen. I believe God lights every man that comes into the world. In their darkness, He brings light. I believe that every man that's dead in sins, God will reveal His life unto them. Hey, do you remember this morning, this afternoon, when God, with divine intention, made a divine interjection of Himself into your life? Am I making any sense? Amen. I can't fully describe it. All I know is thank God He came where I was at. And He came on the scene. And He revealed Himself unto me. He made that divine interjection. If the Lord hadn't placed Himself in her path, she'd have never got born again. But ain't you glad, thank God, He was willing to come to that well site. He was willing to come as a human being. I mean, He came to that well site in His humility. He came to that well site in His humanity. He was weary with His journey. Amen. I personally believe this woman was not just happy in that lifestyle she was living. I believe she was weary in it. She was weary in it. That's where sinners have to get before they ever get a drink of living water. Just exhausted, run over with sin. Hey, God will make an intentional interjection of Himself into your life. Is that right, Brother Church? Is that your testimony? I believe, I don't know what all she said. I believe she probably said more than He told me all that ever I did. And I guarantee you that later on, she may have been so tore up. She is so tore up, she left her water pot. I mean, He interjected Himself. There was a divine interruption of her daily routine. Amen. There was a divine interruption of her daily routine. You remember that? I tell you what, one of the things that I've told everything I know and the thought I knew made it up here to Island Ford. I'm glad to get to preach again. Amen. I don't know if I've told this one or not, but I thank God that I was playing baseball about 15 years of my life, and the only thing that keep my mind off of everything is when I got on that pitcher's mound, and I was on there one day. I'd been under conviction, and I remember the Holy Ghost saying, if that batter hits that ball, and it hits you in the head, you're gonna die and go to hell. Listen, you'd be surprised what God would do, to draw sinners unto Himself. I told the coach, I told him I was sick, but I was. I wasn't physically sick. I wasn't about to throw up, but I'm telling you what, I said, Coach, and I'm nobody. I never set the bench. I'm not magnifying me. And I didn't give up anything whenever I stopped playing ball to preach the gospel, but I sure am glad God could come on a baseball field and tell me by the power of the Holy Ghost could interrupt me, thank God, in the midst of something that kept my mind off of everything. Amen. And He said to that ball hits you, you're going to die and go to hell. And I said, Coach, I want to sit on the bench. I never said I want to sit on the bench. Amen. I wanted to be out there playing. Amen. I sat on that bench. I didn't get saved that day, but God was dealing with me. And finally, I came to myself and the end of myself. I'm glad, thank God, that He made another interruption of my daily routine. And I'm glad that He interjected Himself. Hey, thank God. Y'all know what I'm talking. You know what I'm talking about. Hey, now, do you know, sinner? What's your testimony? We've heard a lot of testifying. You tell me when God came with divine intention into your life. Hey, amen. God ain't playing games. God ain't playing around. God, the God of all the universe, the God that said, let there be light, interjected Himself into her path. Amen. And He interrupted her daily routine. But you know what He did? Thank God. He gave her divine instruction. I don't know what God's saying to your heart sinner. I don't know what God's saying. I'm just trying to mind God. But if God's dealing with you, He's inviting you to get a drink of living water. This will be a good day to get it. Amen. Where you don't lift your eyes in hell and beg for eternity for one drop of water on your tongue like that rich man. You better throw aside your prejudice. You better throw aside your religion. Hey, when Jesus said, give me a drink of that living water, ain't you glad? Thank God He done that to try to intervene in her life. She said, how does you being a Jew ask a drink of me, which is a Samaritan? He said, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks thee, He said, you would have asked of Him at salvation this morning. Thank God. I don't know what time it is. Amen. If you'll ask Him, I promise you, thank God, He'll give you a drink of living water. I can't describe it, but I sure am glad I've had it.
Yes.
Amen. Yeah. It'll quench your thirst. Yeah. He said, if thou knewest the gift of God and who it is that asketh thee, He said you would have asked of Him and He would have given thee living water. Like the preacher said, it's not about works.
No.
Amen. I tell you what, God starts a divine work on the inside of you. Amen.
Amen.
I mean, God give her divine instruction in her life. And she started making excuses. She started trying to argue. Amen. Ain't you glad Jesus dealt with her by compassion?
Amen.
Jesus dealt with her by kindness.
Yeah.
Y'all see that? Amen. Jesus dealt with her by grace.
Yeah.
And He said, if you keep drinking of this water. Amen. He said, you'll keep coming to this well.
Yep.
Amen. Ain't you glad you didn't have to go to that well anymore?
Yeah.
Thank God, Brother James. Ain't you glad you didn't have to keep going, Brother Crawford, out of that well? You kept on drinking and drinking, trying to find peace, trying to find help. But thank God you got a drink of living water, and God changed your life. And hey, you ain't ever wanted to go back and drink of that water again. That's a new birth.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm glad for divine instruction.
Yeah.
I'm glad for divine intervention. You know what God's trying to do, sinner? He's trying to intervene.
That's right.
He's trying to intervene from you suffering the wrath of God for eternity. He's trying to intervene where sin's taking you. The Bible said in the book of James, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man, but every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed, and when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. You may be to the finish line of where your sin's taking you out this morning, and God's trying to intervene. She'd have kept on living in sin. She'd have ended up dying in sin. But thank God she received eternal life that day.
Amen.
Amen. What's your testimony?
Amen.
What's your testimony? Where would we be if He hadn't intervened?
Yes.
Amen. Where would we be if He hadn't intervened? This is a short message, but I'm just trying to mind God.
Amen.
I'm glad for His divine intention this morning, aren't you? This ain't some just religious ceremony.
Right.
This ain't some dead, dry, boring ceremonial service like most of so-called Christian religion is. This is the power of God working with divine intention.
Yeah. Amen.
God showed up again.
Amen.
Amen. God shows up for a reason. He showed up in her life. I believe she could testify this divine interruption, the instruction He gave, the divine intervention in her life.
Amen.
I believe she was going down there and said, come see a man who's told me all things that ever I did. She wasn't trying to cover it anymore.
Right.
She wasn't trying to hide it anymore. I don't know if she stood up and told them what she had done, but I tell you what, if God tells you to do that, praise God, somebody, I tell you, well, thank God, brother, that you listened. I'm telling you over there, I tell you, I don't know if I could have admitted that, and I have yelled at my kids before, but I tell you what it might take is some saint of God stand up and say, hey, I've sinned, I've done wrong, confession of the saints about their sins from what I've heard is one thing that brought revival, and one thing that you'd see sinners saved, and here she went down there, amen, and others got saved.
Amen.
Amen. Here's why they talked about, I didn't do this or I didn't do that anymore. Because there's a divine impartation. Amen. I'm glad I got imputed righteousness to my account. And nothing can change that. And because of that imputed righteousness, that grace and mercy of God, by the blood of Jesus, that is imputed righteousness unto me. Old Brother Terry Pace said one time, I also got imparted righteousness.
Right.
I'm telling you, I wanted to live righteous in the sight of God and in the sight of man ever since I got born again. Amen. You know what happened that night? I didn't understand it. I became a partaker of the divine nature. And I've escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And hey, there's still some of them I'm dealing with, and there's still some I'm trying to escape. But I'm telling you what, since I got saved in 1990, there's been sins and corruption that God has weeded out of my life by the divine nature on the inside. Does that make sense? Amen. It ain't me, it's Him. I tell you how you know you get born again. The Spirit of God comes to live on inside of you. The divine nature by the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost makes their abode on the inside. And all of a sudden, all things are new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us unto Himself. Hey, thank God. What's new with you?
Amen.
Amen. She testified, can you? Amen. That divine, that word divine means God-like. Amen. He that hath a spirit that hath a witness in himself, God moved in. If you're saved, it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of His good pleasure. Amen. That word divine means God-like, and that word nature, means a production, a growth. Here's what it means, thank God, a sprout. But God don't just leave you as a sprout. Amen. That word, it means, that word nature means a growth, a production, a sprout that springs up. She said, give me this water. And Jesus said, go get your husband.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
He said, this water that I'll give you will be in you, a well of water springing up into everlasting life.
Yeah.
I tell you what, it happened so quick that night. I didn't understand what happened.
Yeah.
But you know what Jesus said in John chapter number 7? In that great day of the feast, He said, whosoever will let him come and drink.
Yeah.
Come to me and let him drink. He said, and here's how you know you got a drink. He said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Now, obviously, he's talking spiritually. I ain't never had a river run out of my body, but I'm telling you what, I think it just as real as if a river ran through my body and I knew it, is that's how real salvation is. Amen. God come to him. I remember, y'all pray for my dad. God save him.
Amen.
I remember one time he come to revival I preached. He left before I got done. And my stepmother's brother was in the service. He was a drunk. And When I got back to the house there, that filth and ungodly place, my daddy opened the door and jumped in my face. And he said, "You saved Jesse now." I said, "I can't save Jesse." He said, "You stood up there behind that pulpit and said, 'Come, come.'" I said, "I wasn't saying come to me." He is mad. I thank God, "God help me. I know what he is about to do to me and I wasn't afraid of him. God help me." I said, "Jesse, all I can tell you, thank God. I said, I can't save you. I said, all I can tell you is about what happened to me one night. And I said, God was dealing with me. And all I could remember was the preacher said, 'Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.'" Amen. Amen. We got a crazy family. I heard my wife out there hollering, and she was digging in the back for a tire tool or something, going to come in there and get them. And my stepmama, sometimes she'd love you to death, and other times she'd beat you up. And she hollered out there to my wife, "Don't worry about it, Stacy. I ain't going to let them touch it." Just thought I'd tell you that. Amen. So what are you trying to say? I can't save nobody. But I can tell you about one who can.
Yes.
She didn't say, "Go see a man which told me all things that ever I did. I've got other things to do." It's a missions conference, ain't it? You know what the preacher's trying to say and the testimony's trying to say to you, sinner? Come. Come see a man. Come, thank God. Hey, believe on what I'm telling you about this man and come to him. Amen. He's saying, "Come." The high and holy God became meek and lowly and came down to this earth and said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." I got rest that night. What about you, sinner?
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.